It's time for Gun Talk Friday.
Thank God for rednecks. This is a really big truck, and these are really big guns. Take your time.
Gun Talk Friday, the best segment in the history of the Crusade Channel. Everybody wants to hear it. Everybody looks forward to it every week. And this week we are welcoming once again to the program Mr. Michael Berry. You know him as Kaiser in the chat room, because he is locked and loaded. See what I did there? And we are going to be talking, continuing our series talking about reloading. And today, Kaiser sent me the message, and he asked me if we had some time to talk about reloading kits today. And I'm like, anytime you want to come on, my friend, you can. Mr. Michael Berry, welcome back to the Berry Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. How are you, sir?
I'm well, sir. How about yourself?
I'm glad to be talking to you, my friend. I'm glad you are here. So we are now talking... we're continuing our series on reloading, and you said you wanted to talk about reloading kits today. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'd like to start off first by saying I got my boss here with me, and he just kind of thought it was funny that anybody wanted to talk to me about anything.
And he's that's me every day, buddy. That's me every day.
Right. Well, we were listening to Brian Kay and the farming stuff, and he's a farmer like Brian Kay, so... we saw the membership here, so we'll get him signed up here later.
Excellent.
He's going to go into that Founding Brother level, and we'll be going from there.
Great job, Michael. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. So I sat down after we talked the first time, and I thought, well, I probably rambled a little too much. I guess the thing that people probably, I don't know, you know, once they figure out why they're getting into this, is how to best get into it economically. And the first thing I would suggest people do, there's a company that sells a lot of different things to help do, you know, case prep and bullets and stuff like that. A company's called Layman, L-Y-M-A-N. They also produce a generic manual for reloading. So, I mean, each one of the bullet manufacturers, like Hornady and Sierra and Speer, those are the guys that, you know, make, when you go into Academy or Cabela's or Bass Pro Shops, they're the guys that sell the bullets that you're actually using to reload. They all sell manuals, but they're specific to their particular products. But Layman kind of has one that's generic. And
so you're telling me, I don't mean to interrupt, is when you're looking at casings, if you go in and you buy a Hordenay case, you can't just mix it's got to be part of a specific system.
Oh no, they're all universal. There's a universal, but from a manual standpoint, they sell manuals that say, here's how we suggest you make a bullet using our product.
Oh, okay.
And they're all really good, and they're all really useful. Layman actually doesn't produce bullets, and they don't produce cases, and they don't produce powders or stuff, but they produce the tools that you use to, like, they do tools that they make tools to do case prep. You know, basically, you got your piece of brass, you gotta resize it, you gotta trim it, do things like that. They have a manual that, at the intro to the manual, about 20-30 pages, but it does a fantastic job of explaining all of the different things that you need to do and the different processes in reloading. And I mean, it's that manual is worth the price. I mean, it's like a $30 book, but it does a really good job of telling you, here are all the tools that you might want to consider buying, whether it's ours or not. Here's the process to successfully make a cartridge using any of these different, you know, companies' tools and products. And it's a great primer for, if you want to, no pun intended, for learning how to actually get into reloading. And, you know, I would also say if you're going to get into it, you know, find a group of people that think like you, you know, friends, neighbors, stuff like that, people around you, and kind of share the cost, because getting into it, it's not overly expensive if you know what you're going to get and you kind of go the cheap route. But if you just start buying stuff, you can be like me and spend thousands of dollars, and you look back and go, man, I wasted a ton of money on stuff I really didn't need.
Yeah, that's one thing that's kinda... really in the gun industry overall, Michael. You're listening to Michael Barry, my guest here on the Barry Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at CrusadeChannel.com. The segment sponsored by McClure Tables, McClureTables.com. Please do business with those who do business with us. When you get into to guns in particular, there's a lot of trial and error. You got to buy your first gun to see that you don't like it. You got to buy two or three guns before you find out what caliber and all that kind of stuff. So it's always helpful if you can find somebody who's done it before to at least give you a pointer or two, because you can end up spending tons of money just to figure out how the stuff works. That's a great piece of advice is to find somebody or a group of people that can either share the cost or at least direct you in the right way.
Well, so the other point to that is, you know, in reloading, a lot of the calibers, like I talked about a couple weeks ago, a lot of the calibers, you'll have parts that are common. You know, some powders are common to various calibers. You have certain calibers, like anything 308, whether it's 308, 300 Win Mag, or 30-06, those are all the same bullet. They're all a .308 caliber bullet. And so you can share costs on that. You know, like if you have a 30-06, I have a 308, and, you know, the guy down the street has a 300 Win Mag, you know, we can buy a case of 308 bullets. And when I say bullet, I mean the projectile that goes out the tube, separates from the cartridge and goes out the tube. That's actually the bullet. You know, we can buy 1,000 of them, and, you know, you have stuff to make your rifle. I have stuff for my rifle, and the guy down the street has stuff for his rifle too. So, you know, there's a certain economy of scale there, since we're talking about scale this morning. But what I kind of wanted to talk about was, you know, they have all-in-one kits they sell, which kind of have the generic basics of what you would need, and those are typically cheaper than if you went out and bought all of the different components. You'll get, like a press. The press is like the actual mechanism that you're using to resize the bullet, to knock out the old primer, put in a new primer, put the bullet onto the case once you fill it up with powder and stuff. They'll come with scales. Now, the scales that they come with are the manual scales. They're not the digital ones. But I would suggest, you know, when you're getting into this, if you're like me and you think the worst-case scenario, if there's no power, your digital scale wouldn't work, so a good manual scale would work. So that's a good thing to have.
So what's the difference in price between a manual and a digital? Is it noticeable, or is it just...
It's very noticeable. So if you buy it by a kit, they will typically throw a scale in with the kit, and you basically, what you're doing is from like when you were in high school chemistry and you had that scale where you were measuring out the weight of certain chemicals.
Yep.
Because that's essentially what you're doing. Mm-hmm. It's a weight scale, and, you know, a good weight scale is probably about $60 to $70. A good digital scale is roughly $150, $160. If you get one of the ones that will measure it out for you, it's about $300.
Okay.
I mean, that's one of those, it's nice to have, but you don't have to have.
It's like a red dot sight on a rifle.
Right. If you've not used an iron sight. And I would agree with Greg Carpenter. You know, if you don't know how to use an iron sight, that's death. So
yeah, you shouldn't be
iron sights.
Yeah, that's a whole different. I don't want to get into that conversation over there. You and I could talk about that for days. I want to make sure we continue to focus on reload and kits and things here on the Barrett Brief and the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Continue, sir.
So they're also. When you buy stuff like this, they'll usually come with like a case prep, which is like a case. It's like a manual case trimmer. So when you fire a bullet, a piece of brass will expand. And mm-hmm. So what you have to do is when you resize it to be able to reload, you have to trim a little bit off, and that's part of a case trimmer. For those who have steel case ammo, you can't reload steel case ammo, so you know, make sure that you at least get some brass if you ever plan on reloading, because steel cases, you know, they're fire and forget. Once you pop it, it's gone. But so there's that. You have the case prep tools that, you know, clean the case because you want it clean. You want to clean the pocket. When you have a piece of brass that's unused, there's no primer in it. That's called the primer pocket. You want to clean that so that it makes a good, you know, good spark, throws into the shell so that, you know, you have an ignition. So there are tools that they sell for that, too. A lot of these are included, like in the layman kit. And I guess before I go too far, the big companies that sell these kits are Lee. There's a company called RCBS, which is what I started off with. Hornady, which Hornady makes ammo. They make kits. They make bullets. They make cases. They make all kinds of stuff. And then there's another company called Dillon. Dillon makes both progressive reloaders, which is a different conversation for a different day, and then single stage. What if you're getting into it, you want to get into single stage because, I mean, it takes a lot more time to build stuff with a single stage press. Single stage just means you're doing one process in the reloading process at a time, and then you have to stop, switch stuff out, and it takes a lot longer. But it teaches you how all of these things work. It teaches you the discipline of actually how to be precise and make a good shell. And a lot of the people that do competition shootings, they will use single press stage because it's a lot more accurate and a lot more precise than a progressive reloader, which is essentially on a progressive, what you're doing is it's got a turntable, and you're turning around through five stages to create a shell with one pull. It's, you know, you pull once, it does it for one shell, you know, one stage for one shell, and then all the others are doing the other stages.
Okay.
And I know it sounds kind of convoluted, but if you watch a video on reloading and you do a web search for single stage reloading versus progressive stage reloading, it kind of makes it understandable.
Yeah. So the idea is with the single stage, you're going to get more precise, reloads. If I'm saying this right, versus a progressive stage where you're getting more done.
Right. You're getting, it's precision versus speed.
Yes. There you go. That's a great way to put it.
It goes back to that, discussion this morning from, scale, you know, do you want precise or do you want a lot? And you can get a lot more done with progressive than you can with single stage, but single stage is always going to be more precise if you know what you're doing.
Well, I mean, that's...
And it's also
what, would you... my guest, Michael Barry, here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, will talk about reloaders on Gun Talk Friday. So for somebody like me who's never done this before, is progressive easier because you're doing more, or is precise better because you're learning it down to a science? Like, which one would you, what did you start on?
I started on single stage, and the reason I started on single stage, was because it gave me an opportunity to actually learn all of the processes involved in actually making a successful round. You know, I grew up going to the store, buying a box, and, you know, that was my intro to guns. And, you know, from there, I just had people give me ammo, you know, for a couple of years and say, here, blow through this because, you know, you're training. And then after that, it's like, okay, now that I have to buy stuff, how are we going to do this? Well, the reason I got into the reloading was, you know, I did competition stuff with my kids. And so for 4-H competitions, you want things to be as precise as possible. So there's a margin of error that gets calculated into stuff that you buy from the store. And you can start kind of eliminating those margins of error. You're never going to build, you know, 50 perfect rounds that are exactly the same. You have a better chance if you're doing that one step at a time, trying to kind of mirror what you've been doing the entire time.
Yeah, that makes sense. And by the way, you described me. You just go buy a gun and then you go buy ammo. That's pretty much my life right now.
And you know what? That's for most people. And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, for home defense and stuff like that, that's perfectly fine. You know, and sadly, in conflicts, that's perfectly fine. But when you get into trying to do competition stuff and, you know, every little in competitions, every little thing that you can do to make things as uniform as possible, as often as possible, you know, it's a competitive advantage. And, you know, you can, you know, you go to, competitions and you can see who really does their own reloading and who really does all that stuff versus people that just pick up something and just go. Cause I mean, it's, you know, the top five will be the people that do stuff the same way every time. And they load their own ammo. They actually have an understanding of what has gone into building that round, and they have confidence in it. Whereas somebody else, they're just like, all right, I'll just pull it out of a box and we'll go.
Yeah. You're listening to Michael Barry here on the Barry Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. We've got about 4 minutes left in the segment. So I want to give you an opportunity to kind of wrap up your thoughts on today's segment before you come back on next time and kind of just summarize the big points of today's talk.
I guess the big points are, if you want to get into it, go grab a layman manual. It describes what you're going to have to do and what you're really going to need. There's a big difference between what you have to have and what's nice to have. And I guess next time I'll talk about what's nice to have that makes life easier. But I would say go get that layman manual. It's about $30. You can find them at Barnes & Noble. You can find them, you know, anywhere. And that first 30 pages tells you everything you need to know. I mean, it's one of those you'll glaze over for the first time, mm-hmm. but you reread it. And, you know, anybody can, if I can pick this stuff up, anybody can. And then from there, you know, I would say figure out, you know, who you want to do this with and what your goal is. And I would suggest anybody start with, if you really want to get into it, get a single stage reloading kit, save a little bit of money. And then just play with it. Because, I mean, the reality of it is you're going to go through trial and error like anything else. But eventually, you know, you get to the point where you're like, okay, I understand the concepts. I understand what I have to do. I understand why this worked and why this didn't work. And it's just a trial and error process. Just have fun with it. Don't treat it like it's a chore. You know, For me, I go out into the garage and I make rounds up for my kids to go hunting with or do stuff like that with. My son's a competition shooter still at A&M. So to me, it's just a nice, relaxing way to turn the brain off, turn the radio on, listen to some music, and then, you know, spend a couple hours contemplating.
Yeah, I get it. It's a nice relaxed time. And a lot of people need stuff like that. And they have Absolutely. That escape. And once again, Michael, thank you for coming on and talking to everybody about this, because there's a lot of people that have questions about reloading and what the steps are. So once again, Michael Barry, thank you so much for taking the time and talking with us here on the Barry Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. We look forward to having you on next month, my friend.